on the Listener app and on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with Joey and Billy, and we are joined by Western Bulldogs legend Brad Johnson.
Our next guest played 364 AFL games, booting 558 goals and won his 300th game off his own boot.
It's Winston to the top of the square. Johnson for the second time!
Please welcome the smiling assassin, Brad Johnson.
Yes. What about that record, Bill? Wow. The most games ever for the Dogs. Yep. Second most goals ever. Jeez. Three best and fairest. Six All-Australians, including a captain of an All-Australian side. It's unbelievable.
He is a star. Hey. His name is Brad Johnson. He joins us. John, oh, well done on your career, which you finished about 10 years ago. But I just wanted to ask you, John, how do you feel as a Dog supporter? Actually, you're very entrenched in the Cats too, by the way. But how do you feel as a past superstar of the Dogs today? Are you flat? Are you blown away? Or are you still surprised what happened Saturday night?
Oh, g'day, Joey. G'day, Billy. It's great to be with you guys. Look, yeah, I'm still a little bit flat, a little bit better today. Sunday wasn't great, especially with my wife's family being all Melbourne, mad Melbourne supporters, so that made it even more difficult in the household for a couple of days. But you sit back and you go, okay, well, what the Bulldogs went through to get to the grand final was huge. They played well for 2.5 quarters, and they just, when they were challenged again, they just had nothing left in them to get that momentum back. And wasn't it so powerful from the D's mids in what they're able to produce? So we sit back and go, okay, yeah, I'm flat, I'm disappointed, but ultimately you got to admire what Melbourne were able to do in that period of the game, went under the pump, and to break a drought of 57 years like they have is huge. And ultimately, we did that in 2016, so we know how they feel as a club and what the supporters and all the fans that have cheered on for a long time are going through now. The highs of winning one after such a long period of time. Actually, the highlight of my day was the longest kick, Joey. That was probably the element of
who won
positivity.
That?
We got a lot of feedback on that, didn't we, Jono, throughout the day?
Who won it?
Ruffy was about the only one to hit one flush. Nearly 60 metres he kicked it.
I watched it for a bit and it was just argument and all that. I had to turn it off.
Do you reckon Jono stopped smiling at all during the grand final? Did the smile come off your face at all, Jono, or were you still just smiling, even if it was at what Melbourne were dishing up in that second half? Because you seem really proud of the Dogs, because that was the word that Luke Beveridge used. That he was had the gratitude towards the players for what they went through and what they achieved, ultimately fell short, which has to happen.
Yeah, that's right. Look, I was smiling until the 10 minutes to go in the third. No, actually 5 minutes to go in the third, because when they got it back to a point, I thought, okay, we're still a chance here. We'll block up the back of the centre bounce and be able to do something about that. But ultimately, when Bond kicked his third, I may have jumped off the couch at Fox and maybe give it a high five to Eddie, who I was sitting next to, and then that was it after that. So I'm dropping names now.
I know that.
But
me
that's
and
the reality
Eddie.
Of,
just watch the granny with Eddie.
Well, that's it. That's who I was sitting next to. I can't help that, Billy. So I was up and about, and then it just went pretty quiet after that. Actually, work looked after me, I thought, after the game. I did the first seg of the post game that I got a little voice in the ear saying, you can probably go home now, Jono. So it was good timing in the end.
We are speaking to Western Bulldogs superstar Brad Johnson. Speaking of Bontempelli, I mean, he was on track to have one of the all-time great grand finals, and that would have put him, I mean, we spoke about your record being in rarefied air, one of the all-time great Dogs. He could have almost gone to the top of the tree if he could have won that, his second premiership, the captain and Norm Smith. Will he almost end up, you think, being close to the Bulldogs' greatest ever player?
Yeah, look, Joey, I've said right along, I think he will. Like, he's an unbelievable player. We love watching him, of course, and the presence that he's got as a leader is just, so significant for the football club. And you then add the layers of, he's already won a flag. He's likely to possibly win another one maybe two throughout his career. Who knows how it plays out? We understand that things can change pretty quickly, but he'll get the All Australian nods. He could win a Brownlow along the way. His honours will outplay, anyone that has walked through the door. The only one he mightn't get is the game's record, Joey. So
hey, speaking of the Bont, Jono, your daughter, who is a very, very talented singer, artist in her own right, Ella J, she released a song called The Bont. Now, tell us about how this came about, because we're going to just play a little tune. We'll play it first and then just explain to us how it came about.
Okay.
Let's
Got a nice little country rock tune to that one. John, just tell us about how they came up with that song, The Bont.
Yeah, it's a little bit different to what she's produced in the past. But look, it was a bit of fun, to be honest with you. We're talking great footy songs of the past, and it came up with, okay, how can we create a footy song that's also based around one of the best players and obviously the bulldog flavour because she loves the dog. So that's how it sort of come around. A bit of my fault being a footy nut as well, talking about it. But that's what they came up with. It was great. It would have been, you know, nice if he's holding the Premiership Cup off the back of it. But it was seriously just a bit of fun to release at the right time. So put a smile on people's faces during the final series. And, you know, he's such a gun, as we said. So it was good to sort of put him in there. They've got the Great Southern Stand, 420 Pies are mentioned. So they've got a few different references to footy throughout the song, which was a bit of fun to put together.
Bit of country, a bit of western.
Got a nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice
tune. It's from the Ocean Grove Band too, 10 High Fly, isn't it? They're in Wither.
Yeah, spot on, Billy. Yeah. They jumped in to assist in putting it all together and writing it. And so all those elements. Look, she's on a bit of a journey. She's loving it. She's having fun while she's 19 years of age. So she's young and just trying to get out there and enjoy the world.
Now, tell us about how's the other business. Geez, you've got a lot of fingers in some pies, as Bradley boy. The breast vest or the, what do we call it, the Xena Sport? What do we call it?
Yeah, that's it. It's got breast and rib protection. It's a Xena vest. Specifically designed for females playing contact or collision-based sports, but it's been great. Like during this COVID period, we've still chipped away really well, and you know, it was through the footy season now, so that was brilliant. The girls love wearing it. The AFLW girls, we've got about 60 odd that wore it last season, so they love it as well. Now we're sort of, you know, the next sports after that is for us is probably basketball and footy and soccer. So there's a number of sports now we're starting to really sort of focus on. As well, we've had some different sports as well, Billy. We're at the goal ball, the Aussie goal ball team at the Paralympic Games, so we're able to put it on those girls, and they loved it and they performed so well. And you know, we've got surf boat rowers and roller derby, and it's been great fun actually. Yeah, I love
roller derby.
Are they legit sport? Is that a legit sport?
Oh yeah, don't worry about that. So there's plenty out there, mate. That we sit back and go, wow, you know, like how cool is this? We've got a vest for the traditional sports that we watch all the time. But some of these other ones that we have learned a lot about over the last 2 years has been great fun. I just love talking sport anyway. So to get involved in some of these other sports has been great.
You got one for me?
Mate, you know what? You know what, Billy? When you're bouncing at the Cremorne, mate, maybe we can chuck one on. When you got those mosh pits going, mate, I think it'll be great. It'll be a brilliant for all those Triple M listeners. It'll be a great mosh pit vest as well, because when you're in the hustle and bustle of the mosh pit, it'd be perfect if you're a female and you can put it on.
Put one aside.
Absolutely. Yeah. And hopefully our Triple M listeners can get back to the mosh pits not too far. But thanks, mate, Jono. Bad luck about the dogs on the weekend. But thanks for your time, as always, mate. We appreciate it.
Nah, awesome, boys. Thanks very much.
On your Bradley.